Exceed in righteousness. Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy them but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, until heaven and earth shall pass, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law until all be fulfilled. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no way enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17-20. Hunger for righteousness. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And Jesus opened his mouth, and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew chapter 5 verse 1-6. Do not be angry without cause. You have heard that they said it of old time, You shall not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, You fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Matthew chapter 5 verse 21-22. Persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew chapter 5 verse 10-12. This is really important. You have to know this. Those who hunger for such righteousness shall be filled. And those who suffer for it shall be richly rewarded in heaven. But whoever refuses his words will have no part in his kingdom. Let every disciple hear and obey the voice of the King, for his word will never pass away. The righteousness Jesus demands is far greater than outward religion. It is a righteousness of the heart, proven by obedience, humility, mercy, and love.